Half of Britons say Islam incompatible with national values. Plurality say Muslim migration has negative impact. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 25, 2025. Less than a quarter of Britons think Muslim migration is a net positive to the United Kingdom, and a clear majority say Islam is not compatible with British values, a study finds. Britons are skeptical on the contribution of Muslim faith migrants to the United Kingdom compared to arrivals from other faith groups, a survey conducted by major pollster YouGov finds. Among the key findings are that 41% of respondents say Muslim immigrants have a negative impact on the United Kingdom, while only 24% say they have an overall positive effect. While no faith-based migrant group was said to be positive overall, there are some major differentials. Just 7% called Christian migrants negative, while Jewish, Sikh, and Hindu arrivals enjoyed a rough parity on also low figures between 13 and 15%. On specific questions on Islam, the poll said it had found 53% of the public believes Islam is not compatible with British values, while only 25% think it is. On other serious reputational issues, more say they believe Islam encourages anti-Semitism and violence against non-believers than don't, and very nearly half, at 49%, believe Islam forces women to wear the hijab. Just 26% said they believe the hijab is a free choice for women under Islam. The poll, by YouGov, was commissioned by the UK Ahmadi community and prompted The Guardian to declare Islamophobia is socially acceptable and flourishing. While the results and the disappointed response to them by an imam from that community were widely reported, nearly totally ignored in the legacy media is that the Ahmadis are a persecuted minority within Islam that accounts for just 1% of Muslims in the United Kingdom. While Ahmadis place a strong emphasis on peace and respect and are consequently often brought to the fore when it comes to questions of multiculturalism, actually the largest global Islamic groups don't even consider them to be Muslims at all, but rather heretical apostates. As reported at Breitbart London, Ahmadis have been killed in religiously motivated slayings. Even in the United Kingdom, such as in the case of Glasgow shopkeeper Tanvir Ahmed, who was killed by a Sunni Muslim just hours after he wished his customers a happy Easter in 2016. In the wake of the slaying, the Muslim Council of Britain said in a statement that while did not condone killing heretics, nevertheless Ahmadis are kuffar who are destined for doom and degradation. They said, "Despite our clear theological beliefs, we note that pressure is mounting to describe this community as Muslim. Muslims should not be forced to class Ahmadis as Muslims if they do not wish to do so." In 2017, the Ahmadi community said the threat of death from other Muslims had led them to install airport-style metal detectors at the entrances to its UK mosques. An Ahmadi spokesman said at the time, "People who don't think we are Muslims are entitled to their own point of view. But a line must be drawn because violence cannot be justified. Our community is under attack by extremists, but our commitment to peace and love is unshakable."